Hare Krishna. I've been offered a gift, Murali Vadan Krishna Prabhu, I'm told by Hare Krishna Prabhu, wishes to present me with a watch.
Haribol.
That's very kind of him. Very nice. I'm hoping it's not a message that I'm always late for the programs. I should be on time. But it seems to me that everyone else is late today. I got here a few hours ahead of time. That's one way of being on time for an evening program. Go to lunch. So you can be on time. Well, I have already have a watch, actually. Maybe so, I didn't have one on my wrist. Most people these days, they keep a cell phone, so they just see the time on their cell phone. So I don't need, well, I have a watch. And there are certain good things about here. I'm not doing a watch sales program here. But it's kind of cheap, so it's less likely to get stolen. If someone gives me an expensive watch, it's more likely to get stolen. And I'm in more anxiety about it getting stolen. And if it does get stolen, I'll be in more distress. Whereas this, even if it does get stolen, I won't be too distressed. And I've had it for quite a long time now. It hasn't been stolen. And it does everything that I need it to do, which is to see the time is the main thing. And it has there are other things that watches do. So you see the date also. It's also useful. And it also has a button so that when I wake up in the night, I can see what the time is. Is it time to get up? So these are all useful functions. So I could get another watch. He's kind enough to give it, but I actually can't think of a watch that would be better for me than this. Of course, you can buy watches with many functions. You can get watches that speak. Time to get up, they tell you. They have a voice which says it. Or plays different tunes. There are all kinds of things they do. They have a compass, and it can show you the time in different places on the earth. But this is enough for me. We should be satisfied with that which serves its function very simply. Previously, of course, people didn't have watches. There were not watches. There were chronometers, different kinds of chronometers. In the Western countries, it was quite common. You can still see them today in some old buildings. They're, what are they called? With the shadow?
Time clock?
No, it measures by the shadow. I can't remember.
A dial. A dial?
Sundial, maybe, something like that. The Vedic, or one system which is described in the... if you're going to put it, you don't have to put it above me. All right, just leave it there. I'm speaking extemporaneously here. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described how to make a copper pot, and exactly the weight and the size is given, and how to dial the hole with exactly the right weight so you get exact proportion, and then you can, it has to be exact, otherwise it's, if it's not exact, it doesn't serve the purpose properly of how time can be measured. You make a copper pot with a hole in it, and the time it, when you fill it up, the time it takes to empty, that's some measurement of time. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, measurement of time is given from the microchronological, the movement of one atom over another, to the macrochronological. That means the lifetime of Lord Brahma, which is long by our calculation.
Let's see if we can work that out now. That's 1 Earth year times 4,320,000 times 1,000, that's one of his day, and times 2 means his day and night, times 30 times 12 times 100. So if we have any good mathematicians, you can tell us. If you know Vedic mathematics, you can just tell the answer just like that. Otherwise, you have to use a calculating machine or write it down and work it out. It's a long time, some trillions of years. The numbers may not sound much, but when you multiply them, it becomes much bigger. There's that well-known story of the person who wanted a gift from the king. So he said, "What do you want?" He said, "On the chessboard, I'll take 2 grains of wheat on the first one, on the first board, and 2 times 2 equals 4, 4 on the next square, 4 times 4 equals 16, so I'll take that on the next square, and 16 times 16 technically is 196? 256. Oh, see, I need a calculator. 256. I'm trying to cheat the Brahmin. So, like this. And the king said, "You just want a few grains? That's all?" Yeah, just like that. On each square, you square it. And then when they worked it out, then it was more grains than they could produce in the whole kingdom in hundreds of years. Because once you start multiplying the numbers, they get bigger and bigger. So Brahma's life is very long, and that is the breathing period of Mahavishnu. We can't imagine how long his life is. The breathing period, how long Brahma's life is. So, our life, Brahma, he must have a very good vision to be able to. He must have a different kind of, or his intelligence must work in a different way altogether to be able to see us. We are thinking, "Oh, this person is 90 years old, very old person." But a 90 years old person, in the estimation of Lord Brahma, there's hardly time to see. It's like blink and they're born, they did their PhD, they had a good job and they died. And then someone pointed out, "You see that PhD?" He says, "Where?" He's couldn't. "Oh, down there." "Oh, that you mean that ant?" The PhD became an ant. And there's the story of Raivat Maharaj, who wanted to get his husband for his daughter Revati. So he thought, "Well, she's very qualified. So how can I find someone? I don't see anyone qualified enough to be her husband. So let's go and see Lord Brahma. He knows what's going on in the universe. He's got 4 heads. He's looking. He's seeing everything. So he should know who's a good husband." So he went up to Lord Brahma's abode, but he couldn't see Brahma immediately because there was a dance performance going on. That means not some Bollywood nach, but there's some dance in praise of Lord Vishnu. So he had to wait a little time for the dance performance to be finished. And when it was finished, he said, "Oh, Raivat Maharaj, yes, very nice to see you. What can I do for you?" He said, "And my daughter here, I want you to point out who's a qualified match to be a husband." Lord Brahma laughed and said, in the few minutes that you've been here, all the persons that you could have thought of, they all died. Not only did they all die, everyone you all know has died. And not only did they die, but so much time has passed, so many generations have passed, that no one even knows the name of you or your kingdom or anything else. So much time has passed. But anyway, go down right now. Go down to earth now and find Lord Balaram. And he will be the right match for your daughter. So Balaram is married to Revati. The daughter of Maharaj Raivat is Revati. And another daughter, and another wife is Varuni, two wives of Lord Balaram. So Revati came in a different yuga. She was in the, I don't know, Treta Yuga or some other yuga. And Lord Balaram, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose form is unlimited, was appearing at the end of Dwarapa Yuga. So his form was smaller, because as the yugas go on, everything declines. It's said that Lord Krishna appeared in this world in a form that by terrestrial measurement is 13 feet high. And they were all like that. Bhima Sen was even much bigger. So Balaram, his wife was taller, so it's not good though. She was a lot taller. So Balaram got his plow and pulled her down to size. And said, okay, now you can marry me. These are all stories in Shastra. I'm not making them up. So time is something unusual. You want a watch to measure the time. But time, even this Einstein talks about curved, what is that? Curved space and time, and we can't imagine and how it might be possible to travel in time. It's an unusual phenomenon. We measure time. Tick, 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 tick. Time is passing on. How do we measure time? Well, we measure time by the movement of the earth against the sun. But it doesn't fit properly, because we say 365 days it takes, but it's not exactly. So we have to compensate for that with every 4 years we have a leap year. But even that's not exactly correct. So every 100 and something, every 100, what is it? Every 100 years. Every 100 years or so. Every 100 years in a multiple of 400, what do? They add another day.
That's not a leap year.
It's not a leap year. That way they adjust. Okay, we have some Gyanis here. That's good. I knew there was something, but I didn't know what it was. And so I'm glad someone knows. And then we have the lunar calendar also, calculating according to the moon, the movements of the moon. So many calendars, that goes by there's the lunar calendar, and our Vedic calendar, it's a mixture of both. So then we have to add, just like in the upcoming year, there's the Adhik Mas, Purushottam Mas. So that's added every 3 years to compensate, because the Tithi, the lunar day and the lunar month, is less than that of the solar year, which is generally called the Gregorian calendar. That Purushottam Mas, that's generally known as Malla Mas. Have you heard that? The Adhik Mas is called Malla Mas. But Vaishnavs, they don't call it Malla Mas. They say Purushottam Mas. Smartas, they call that Malla Mas, because they think it's very inauspicious and you shouldn't do anything auspicious in this time. But the Vaishnav understanding and the Smarta understanding is always different. Smartas and Vaishnavs, they do many of the same things. Smartas, they and Vaishnavs both chant Vishnu Sahasranam. But smartas do it because they think that by doing so we shall be free from sin. But Vaishnavs do it to glorify Lord Hari, to develop bhakti. So this time, this, the offer of giving a watch makes us think of time, how time is passing away. Hari Hari Bifale Janama Gavainu Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Namhajiya Janiya Shunya Bishakainu. I got this human form of life, but I haven't utilized it properly. Now this body of mine is from the time of the birth, the time of coming out of the mother's womb is going to be 50 years old. So we don't expect there will be another 50 years. Everyone's hearing the translation? Telugu Anuvad Ho Raha Hai. Us Danda Ke Baju Mein. So, if you don't understand, ladies, you can please get Telugu translation. I hope you're managing. I'm not speaking too fast. Should I slow down? Then it will take more time. So consideration of time. I don't expect, it might be, but I don't expect to live another 50 years in this body. Time is, we can see. Last night I met a godbrother, Srila Bhakti Raga Maharaj, whose association I used to get a lot. We used to meet many times. But then someone decided that he should spend no more time in India. And they made some kind of allegations and he was banned from coming to India for many years. I didn't see him for maybe 15 years. 16, whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever. There are different opinions, but approximately 15, give or take one or two, this way or that way. So, I expected it, but he looked different to as I'd seen him before. Different means he didn't look younger. The lines of age are there, and I'm sure he noticed. In my face also, more lines are there. You can put on some makeup, if you like, to cover it up. Or there's a facelift operation you can do, which when it sags down, they can lift it up. But inside anyway, it's all rotting away. Outside you can try to make the face look nicer, but anyway, all the organs are rotting. They're all gradually rotting. The bones. We find that old people, the old men especially, they tend to fall down a lot and then their bones are very brittle and the bones break. So time is going on. You can give a watch, but can you give time? That's not possible. Ayusha kshana eko pi na labhya swarna koti bihi. Even one kshana, one second, less than a second. Even if you bring millions of gold coins, you cannot buy back 1 second. It is gone. Srila Prabhupada, he often told the story that he was in the pharmaceutical business, so he had all kinds of contacts with doctors and this and that. So I suppose sometimes he had to deliver medicines to patients in a serious condition, and probably people might knock him up and wake him up in the middle of the night. Some medicine is urgently required. So he told in Allahabad, he lived most of his grihastha life in Allahabad. He said that he was a very rich man, And he called the doctor and he said that I have so many... He's dying. He said to the doctor, I have so many plans that I wanted to finish. So you give me four more years of life. And I'll give you... I have so many crores of rupees. I'll give you half of what I have. The doctor said, I have no ability to give you even 4 seconds more than that is allotted, that which is allotted to you. So time, it's passing on. We hear the saying, time pass. At least in Gujarat, sometimes on the trains, they come, Mumvali, Mumvali, time pass. No, it's Singdana in Gujarat.
Here also.
Singdana. In Bengal, it's Chinabadam. Is it? Paschim Bangla in Bangladesh?
Bengal is not.
In Bangladesh, it's Chinabadam. Chinese nuts. So time pass. You're sitting on the train, time pass. But we should utilize our time for that which is of value. Sometimes I used to distribute books on the train, but nowadays I mostly get on with my writing books. Writing books on the train. Distributing books, Srila Prabhupada's books on the train, often people take because they think, well, nothing else to do, might as well buy a book. So it's a good opportunity. But so many times when we're distributing books, especially we see the students, they're going back, they're studying their science books. No time, no time. I'm busy studying my science book. They have no time. Prabhupada wrote an essay a long time ago, by our estimation, in his Back to Godhead magazine, which in those days he was the only writer, he was the only distributor, and he was the only one interested, actually. Now that interest expanded. So Prabhupada wrote one essay called No Time, the Disease of Modern Man. People are so busy. They don't have time to consider what is the actual purpose of life. They're so busy working to maintain their body that they don't have time to think what the body is meant for. They think that if we can maintain the body very nicely, that's the purpose of life. They don't think there's anything more than that. That what the body is meant for. Christian professor from America who was actually very favorable to our devotees in the 1970s in a time where there were not many people in America where he were willing to come out publicly and say, yes, I think the Hare Krishna movement is very good. And he being a Christian professor at Harvard University, that was quite bold of him. His name was Harvey Cox. I don't think he ever met Prabhupada, but I'm not sure if he did. But anyway, he was very favorable to our movement. So he visited Vrindavan once, and this was before our temple was established. And he found, when he came back, he wrote some letter in defense of our movement. In those days, so many people were attacking our movement as being un-American and all this kind of thing. Well, it certainly is un-American in the sense that we're not promoting hot dog and Pepsi Cola culture. So, he said that usually in America, if we can find anyone interested to speak about religion, it's just for a few minutes, then they rush off because everyone's busy. But I found in Vrindavan that everyone was interested And no one was rushing off. They were all, everyone had time, and they had so much time. I was surprised that they're willing to spend so much time. They'll talk for hours. And although we, as Christians, are unwilling to accept this Hare Krishna movement, they have no such feeling toward us. The traditional Vaishnavas of Vrindavan are very interested to discuss with us. For them, God is an important subject. So, utilization of time. Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to start farm communities. Why? Well, there are many reasons for that, but Prabhupada said that the main reason is to save time. Because in modern life, the disease of modern life is that there's no time. Everyone's so busy, 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 working, working, working. But it requires, to cultivation of Krishna consciousness, requires time to chant 16 rounds of the Mahamantra. Actually, 16 rounds, we should chant at least 64 rounds. But we have no time. So 16 rounds, minimum. And then we should spend time studying the Bhagavatam, hearing, associating with devotees, chanting, and serving the Lord. Traditionally, everyone would, in India, they would rise early and do puja, paat, jap, dhyan, some kind of sadhana. They would spend the first few hours of the day in sadhana. But who has got time for that? Who's puja? So many people, they would do at least 2 hours puja. What about your father, Anand? You're from a traditional Brahmin family. Of course, by the time of your father's generation, many had already lost it. They were already not doing. Your father used to do?
Still gets up early.
Still gets up early and does all that. That's good.
Always had a chanting.
Not studies, not just doing his smartha puja, but he's chanting Hare Krishna also. That's very good. A smarta smarta. Higher than Aya is Hare Krishna. So that was the normal thing. Everyone used to do. Even if it was such a funny thing, you'd find some of these people, they're doing puja every day, 2-3 hours in the morning. If you talk to them, they say, well, actually, I don't believe in God. It's so funny. You say, well, you know, it's our family ritual, and they do it everything, but then if you speak with them, I don't believe in that. India is an unusual place, no doubt. So, the Vaishnavs, they won't say, but the smartest, they'll do puja and say, I don't believe. So nowadays, people don't have time. It's the way of life. So Prabhupada said that we want to start these farm communities. The major reason is so that people have time to engage in sadhana. Because we find that many people nowadays who want to take to Krishna consciousness, they're finding, where's the time? We're so busy. So Prabhupada wanted that. The time, we should live life simply so that we can utilize our time for engaging in activities of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, if we don't engage in activities of Krishna consciousness, then what's going on? Daily, the sun is rising, the sun is setting. Ayo harati vai pungsan udyan astan chayanaso. Tasyarte yat kshano nita uttama shloka bhartaya. Every rising of the sun, every setting of the sun, the poets glorify how beautiful is the sunset, and lovers, they hold hands together and watch the sunset. That's not part of Indian culture, but it's part of Western culture. But now India's foolishly following the West. What's more foolish, the Western way of life or the Indians who are imitating? I think the Indians are more foolish because they've got such a better culture, but they're giving it up to follow this absolutely foolish, sinful, dull-headed, empty-headed, so-called Western culture. Apan, what is that? Apan dhans vilaya mage pareda. This Prabhupada used to quote. That after you distribute all your wealth, you throw it all away, and then you go begging door to door, I don't have anything. Please give something. Isn't that foolish? Give charity, but then not that you have to become a beggar. So this rising and setting of the sun, every day, life is getting cut, 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 cut. Someone told me all the time, oh, it's my birthday. It's not actually your birthday. Birthday is once in the life. You only get born once. And then after that, every day is death day. We're moving closer to death. Except one who uses his time for glorifying Uttama Shloka, discussing Uttama Shloka. Human beings take birth like cats and dogs take birth. They're born from the womb of a mother. There are different kinds of birth. Everything is analyzed in Shastra. There is Jarayuja. Those who are born from a womb, that's called Jarayuja. Born from an embryo. So cats, dogs, human beings, they're Jarayuja. Then there's Andaja, those who are born from eggs, which includes the birds, reptiles, some insects. And Shvedaja means that germs are born from perspiration. So the human beings are born just like cats and dogs are born. But human beings should take another birth. Human beings should become dvija, get second birth. Everyone gets birth. Janmana jayate shudra. By birth, you may say, well, I'm born in a very high class Brahmin family. But birth, that birth means shochati iti shudra. Those who lament, they are called shudras. So a child has no knowledge. So the child is on the level of a shudra or an animal, they're simply ignorant. Therefore, it is required samskara bhavet, samskarad bhavet dvija, that one has to have samskar. Samskar begins not with upanayanam samskar, with garbhadhan samskar. In Shastra, it's garbhadhan samskar means this is Vedic family planning, that it's decided that we should have a child, then it's astrologically calculated what is the proper time for uniting husband and wife to produce a good child. And then so many rituals have to be performed to purify the consciousness, not simply out of lust, but the husband and wife prepare their consciousness so that when they unite, a pure soul will come to that womb. So Brahmin by birth, yes, there is Brahmin by birth, if all these sanskars are followed, beginning with garbhadhan sanskar. But according to Shastra, if the birth takes place in the family without garbhadhan sanskar, then automatically they're all reduced to shudras. So there are so many sanskars. While the child is within the womb, then at birth, then when the boy is a little bit older, there may be different ages are given, Manu and different the writers of the Smritis, they give different ages. So they should have the Upanayanam samskar, by which sanskarad bhavet dvija. In this second birth, dvija, dvitiya janma, second birth. The father is Guru and mother is Veda, symbolically. So from these two, one gets Gyan. That is the difference between an animal and a human being. Both get born, both get a father and mother. Prati janme janme shabe pita mata pai, Krishna guru nahi mile bhaja hoi hiyai. Every birth, we get a father and mother. But not every birth we get the opportunity to worship Guru and Krishna. So if we get that opportunity, we should take that and worship them in our hearts. So the Gyan makes a difference. Here, Gyan means Tattva Gyan, not computer Gyan or any other kind of materialistic Gyan. Dharma Gyan. Ahara nidra bhaya maitunam cha samanyame tat pashubhyanaranam dharmo hitesham adiko vishesham dharmena hina pashubhyanaranam. Human beings and animals have in common they both eat, sleep, mate and defend. But a human being has the opportunity to pursue dharma. So if one does not pursue dharma in human life, then one is, even apparently a human, no better than an animal. So samskarat bhavet dvija. Upanayana means that one is initiated into study of the Veda. Although nowadays in Brahmana families, it's simply a ritual with no meaning whatsoever. No spiritual meaning. It's just absolutely meaningless ritual, which people think you have to do it before you get married. So to save money, because it's a social event, they often do it with the marriage, which is meaningless. They used to do Upanayanam as a child, study Shastra, then there's Samavartana, then you go home, then you can get married. It's completely ridiculous how they do. The boy's already 20 years old. He's already got his head full of all aparavidya. There's two kinds of vidya. Vidya, paravidya, aparavidya. Transcendental knowledge and non-transcendental. So the Vedic non-transcendental knowledge that's called aparavidya, and the so-called knowledge that's taught in the schools, that's simply avidya, that's all. It's, that simply increases our non-knowledge of everything. So the human life is meant to be utilized in this way. Then Veda, Sanskara Bhavet Dvija, Veda Patat Bhavet Vipra, and one is known as a vipra, not simply ritualistically inducted as a brahmana, but one is known as a vipra if one actually has Vedic knowledge, one's actually studied. In the Vedic system, there's no degree. They don't give a certificate of passing, but simply if one introduces, I am the disciple of such and such, and that is your degree, that's all. If you've lived and you've studied, then that's an introduction in itself. Of course, everyone has different levels of ability. Smriti Shakti, Dharana Shakti, the ability to remember information and ability to process that information. These are different factors of intelligence. But the certificate of a brahmana, his thread, which means that he studied under a guru, that brahmana's thread, that is his degree. And it doesn't depend on the amount of knowledge that he's learned, although if one is learned, that is, that of course, vidya bhushana. That is the decoration of a Brahmana, that he has knowledge. But the Brahminical thread, that is a symptom of character. If one has lived at the Gurukul, one lives at the Gurukul, the purpose of education is to develop character. Brahmana is known as Shamoa Damas Tapasho Chang Shanti Archavam Eva Cha Jnanam Vigyanam Astikyam Brahma Karma Svabhavajam. These are the symptoms of a Brahmana: peacefulness, self-control, austerity, cleanliness. Cleanliness means external, taking bath and not touching dirty things, not putting your pen in your mouth or your keys in your mouth, and all these kinds of things. So, shocham, shanti, tolerance, straightforwardness in behavior, knowledge of Shastra, and realize now how to apply that. Firm faith in Shastra, these are the qualities of a Brahmana. So one is required in human life to come to this level, that Brahma Janatiti Brahmana, to understand the absolute truth. Brahma, kim tad Brahma kim adhyatma? Arjuna asks Krishna, what is Brahma? What is adhyatma? So one should know, this is required in human life. That's what I'm saying. The Brahmanas, they're very busy people. They're not lazy people. It's not one simply becomes a Brahmana and goes begging. Sadhu. Sadhu giri. You can't make a living, so you put on some red cloth. And that's one way of making a living. You put on some red cloth and beg. And then you can build a temple and here in Hyderabad, there's one temple, and one Marwari made a Hanuman temple and made himself the chief pujari and made a sweet shop outside. I went there once. We used to go there regularly. Made a sweet shop outside so people buy the sweets and they offer to Hanuman, and told a few stories about how powerful this deity is, and it's a great business. There's some land at the back with the prophet. He built a big complex and he sold that, and there you go. There's one way to get rich. There's a church in the Western countries called Scientology Church. It's more strange than most churches. The founder is L. Ron Hubbard. So he said, if you really want to get rich quick, start a new religion. So he did it. He became rich. And there are so many people doing that. There's some program, the Fart of Living or something like that. They charge people like 3,000 rupees to go to some stupid so-called personality development course. They're getting rich. And it's kind of semi-religious, and people think, this is wonderful. They're getting cheated. Someone's getting rich. So this is all cheating. We shouldn't waste our time by getting cheated. We should utilize our time, uttama shloka bhartaya, for understanding Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is to be glorified. We should utilize our time, kirtaniya sada harihi. Time should be utilized for glorifying Krishna. The modern age is so much glorification. There's some Muslim tennis star, young girl from India. What's her name? Sonia something.
Sania Mirza.
Huh?
Sania Mirza.
Sania Mirza. Jumping around, showing off her, half dressed or less. I mean, I don't know, I haven't seen, but that's what tennis stars used to do in the West when I was a kid, so I presume it's the same thing. And Indians, oh, she's wonderful. She's a tennis star. Just a prostitute, to be quite frank. Showing off your body, jumping around. All of these film stars, they glorify, oh, such a wonderful film star. Just all prostitutes, that's all. Why should they want to show their bodies off to others? So we're glorifying. How wonderful. This is Kali Yuga. Instead of praising Krishna, we praise the worst people who have the most immoral people. So glorification of these people will send us to hell. That's all. Glorify Krishna. Krishna should be glorified. They're glorifying people who have no qualities whatsoever, or the worst qualities. Glorify Krishna. This is the proper utilization of time. This people when they're talking about getting watches, people have Rolex watch, they like to buy them. They will glorify themselves, they'll like to show. Make everyone see. I'm looking at the time. It's a Rolex watch. So then they made in Hong Kong, they started making imitation Rolexes, and no one could tell the difference. The real Rolex watch, I don't know how much it costs. Any idea? $5,000? And the imitation Rolex watch costs $20. And it tells the time just as well. And unless you're a real expert, you can't tell the difference. So it was a good business. People, he's got a Rolex. Oh, Rolex watch is a $20 watch. You could fool people. So they like to glorify themselves. We used to see in Bangladesh, I used to see that some people, a few young men in Dhaka, the capital city, they used to wear American jeans, which is very prestigious to have American, real, made in America jeans. But the thing is that no one can tell that they're made in America because the tab is at the back, right? So how can you tell? So what they used to do is, the tab, where it says Levi jeans instead of made in Bangladesh jeans or whatever it is, they would take the tab off and put it on the knee so everyone could see. Now what's the use of spending so much money for American jeans unless people can see? So shameless, they like to glorify themselves. Spoiling their human form of life. Don't waste time. Glorify Krishna. Don't try to glorify. I'm so great. I've got a big house. I've got a big job. I've got a great car. I'm friends with the chief minister. That's another one. You make friends with some... You get your photo taken with some big shot. Then you frame it and put it in your house. As if I was very good friends. You know, you get your photo taken once in your lifetime. And you know, we used to see in people's houses people standing with Nehru and Indira Ji. She'd come and open a factory or something, and someone would come up and take a photo, and she'd smile, and they're standing next to them smiling, and then they put it in their house. Oh, that's my friend Indira Ji. And they're trying to pretend they have some relationship, although she doesn't know who they are at all. So we like to promote ourselves. Don't promote ourselves. Promote Krishna. We are meant to serve Krishna. We are meant to glorify Krishna. Krishna is worthy of glorifying. No one else in this world is worth glorifying. Rukmini Devi said that so many people were interested in marrying Rukmini. She was engaged, not just engaged, not just sagai hogya, but everything, the full arrangement was made for marriage with Shishupal. But she wrote to Krishna that I've So many kings and princes want to marry me, but I cannot see anyone in the world or anyone in all the worlds who is worth having as a husband except you. You're the only suitable husband for any sane person. So every wife has her husband, but she should know that the supreme husband is Krishna. And every man thinks, this is my wife. But he should know that the only real enjoyer is Krishna. So let us utilize our time for serving Krishna, for remembering Krishna. Don't get diverted into anything else. Yesterday morning in the Bhagavatam, we were reading that any discussion except Achyuta Katha, that is equal to stew. Simply stew. Very straightforward language. So reading in the newspaper about some film star or tennis star or politician, this, that, is all stool katha. Simply. Better to glorify Krishna. Stop all the news, all these newspapers. We should have Vaikuntha Varta, news from the spiritual world. Let us hear about Krishna. Hear and chant Smaranti Nandanti Devehitam Jana. Let us remember. Let us take pleasure in remembering Krishna. How does that verse begin? Srinanti Gayanti Grinanti Abhikshnasa Smaranti Nandanti Devehitam Janaha Ta Eva Pashyanta Chireva Tavakam Bhava Bhava Prabaha Paramang Padam Bhujam. Kunti Devi, praise to Krishna. O Krishna, those who take pleasure in hearing and chanting about you and in others doing so, they see you, they see your lotus feet, and thus they no longer have to see repeated birth and death. So, discussion of topics other than Krishna, that is simply the cause of bondage in this material world. Let us pass our days in hearing and chanting about Krishna. Otherwise, simply every day is our death day. But if we always remember Krishna, then every day is a fresh day. Every day is a wonderful day. Good day. Have a good day. No one has a good day unless they remember Krishna. So let us